With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Jimmy Dean once said, I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. This week, we're going to kick off the show with Tom Fiegel from Tandem HR, and we've got a lot of advice, a lot of information that you won't want to miss a minute of. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get on my website, shalomklein.com. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com, and thrilled to have a true expert on leadership, on coaching, and a returning guest, Tom Fiegel. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. Glad to be here.
Of course. So, Tom, we're going to talk a little bit about coaching. What does coaching mean to you?
Coaching is all about helping someone make a change, improve their performance, do something different. But ultimately, it leaves the person, after the end of the coaching process, more capable and able to make the better decisions and achieve what they want to well after the coaching is completed.
Okay, so we've all heard that term business coach. Is a business coaching or a coaching the same as counseling, or how are they different?
That's a great question. Coaching and counseling may intersect sometimes, but for the most part, they are different. And difference is in the length of engagement. Coaching is usually a set time, usually 3 to 6 months, and the focus is on achieving a certain goal. And it's looking forward, future focus. What capabilities do you need to learn, or what things do you need to stop doing to meet your goals? Counseling is more looking in the past and helping uncover past situations to maybe determine why someone is struggling right now.
Interesting. So, Tom, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a coach?
Sure. So I've received my coaching certification in January 2010 and have been coaching professionally since then. But in my 23 years in human resources, I've coached, I would say, probably 500 to 1,000 people.
Oh, my goodness. You've heard everything, I'm sure.
I've heard and seen it all.
Oh, that's amazing. So I know everybody's a little bit different, but when you coach managers and leaders, what is your focus?
My focus first is to help people understand that whenever they move from an individual contributor role to a manager or leader role, it requires new skills and new values to learn to be effective in that role. So it's a transition. And a lot of times people make the transition and are not given any training or not given any guidance as far as what they should do. I hear it all the time from the people I coach. Well, I don't know what I don't know. So first I share with them the requirements, the skills such as delegating, performance management, being able to give feedback as far as what people need to be competent in, as well as the values, visible integrity and being accountable every day are very important competencies that people must master to be effective in their role as a manager and leader.
And a manager and leader is always growing, right? Always improving.
Exactly right.
Interesting. So you and I talked before you came into the studio, and you mentioned the term ramp coaching. What does ramp coaching mean?
Yes, it is my model that I developed a couple of months ago, and it's an acronym. And
listeners, you're about to hear something amazing. Tune in.
And it stands for requirements, alignments, misalignments, and practice. So that is the process I use with the people I work with. As we said, number one, I share with them what are the requirements to be a manager and leader, the factual requirements. Then we collect data using a personality assessment, doing coworker interviews, and we learn where the employee is aligned with the skills and values they need to be effective, and maybe where they have some misalignments, and maybe where their behavior is hindering them to be an effective leader. Then we take that and we prioritize the changes necessary to be effective, and then we create practice stretch exercises to give them a chance to practice and learn and reflect on their behavior changes and the results they get from that.
RAMP coaching. And again, it stands for what?
Requirements, alignments, misalignments, and practice.
Good for you. Great, great model. So as our listeners know, I love to hear stories. I love to hear examples. Can you provide us with some examples of how your coaching has benefited your clients and their companies?
Sure. As I mentioned before, it's very common that one of the statements I get from the people I work with is, I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know that I am accountable for my employees' performance. A lot of times people think, well, hey, if my staff makes mistakes, that's their issue. But number one, you have to be accountable for your employees. I hear from the sponsors all the time that after the coaching, their employees are less stressed. They're more comfortable. They have developed better relationships with their staff. They're delegating a lot more. I always hear from staff that they're stressed out because they think that they can't delegate to their staff because they're not going to do it right. But they learn that once they do delegate, then it reduces a lot of their stress and they're able to get more done.
Interesting. So first of all, how much does coaching cost? It sounds like an amazing process, something that all of our listeners, leaders, I consider mm-hmm. everybody who listens to the show a leader, leaders need coaching. But how much does it cost? And who typically in a company pays for coaching?
Yes, great question. I work with primarily middle managers, people who are new to the leadership or manager position. And typically, those types of engagements are about $4,000. And in the general coaching market, that's kind of on the low end. Coaching can cost, the executive coaches out there can cost up to $600-$700 an hour. So my coaching is usually about $4,000. That involves 10 or includes 10 one-hour sessions.
Interesting. And companies, the CEOs, they are typically, as you said, sponsoring
yes.
their middle managers?
Correct.
Interesting. Very interesting. We're talking with Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR. Fascinating information about coaching being shared with us. But what is the typical ROI, the return on the investment from coaching? What can leaders expect at the end of whether it's 10 sessions or 25 sessions that something will be different, something will be better?
Right. It's a great question. I get from my sponsors usually when the first things they ask, what am I going to get for this? And there's two things that I provide that assesses the return on investment. Number one, in my process, the first thing I do is ask the sponsor, what are your expectations? What do you want to see?
So you cater it for them.
I cater it for them. What do you want your manager to look like? What do you want them to do after the coaching? And I commit it to writing, and I confirm with the sponsor, this is what you want done. And they say yes, and it's the first thing I provide to my client when I'm working with them. Hey, this is what your manager and I are expecting us to get done. So at the end—
Is that a written document?
It's a written document. Very simple. Sometimes it's just a 2-3-liner. And at the end of the coaching engagement, I conduct a survey of the sponsor and the coach and ask them to the extent that they the expectations were met. And then secondly, in more of a formal ROI, there are plenty of surveys out there, one from the International Coaching Association that says the ROI can be up to as 500% of the cost of coaching.
Fascinating. Great, great advice. Great information. We learned a little bit about coaching. We learned what RAMP coaching is. We talked with Tom about his experiences in being a coach. And I'm sure our listeners have many questions for you. So how can they get a hold of you if they want to learn more about coaching and that process? And maybe even talk about setting their goals and their objectives in the process.
Sure. The best way to reach me is my email, tfiegel@tandemhr.com.
Fantastic. And do you have a website where some of this information is posted?
Sure. It's tfiegel at fiegelcoaching.com.
Fantastic. Once again, Tom Fiegel of Tandem HR, great advice, great information. Tandem HR really is a great resource for so much information. Check them out online at tandemhr.com. But Tom, what's your favorite place to travel?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I would say right now, in the summertime, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yes. Okay. I don't hear that one often. Wisconsin is a beautiful place.
Beautiful place. The lakes and the Upper Peninsula, beautiful at this time of year.
Fantastic. Well, that's, you know, business owners need to unwind as well.
That's true.
So that's important. If you want to have a good coaching experience, get out to Wisconsin for a day or two so you can have a clear mind. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. After the break, we're going to check in with executive business coach and Vistage chair Dick Smith. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Tom Fiegel, thanks for joining us on the program. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlost with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Kennedy, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. O'Hare to downtown is 22 minutes. From the junction takes 10. Up on lanes, a little slow between the Circle Interchange and the Hubbard Street Tunnel. Also heavy between Kimball and Sayre. Downtown to the junction, 14. To O'Hare is 32 minutes. The express lanes are at 12. Eisenhower heading inbound. Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes. From Mannheim is 17. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim, 21. To Thorndale's 34 minutes. Stevenson heading outbound Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State 33 to 355 is 43 minutes, and the Dan Ryan inbound is heavy between the Stevenson and the Circle Interchange, about 21 minutes from 95th to downtown. Tonight, 56 and cloudy. Tomorrow, it's 65 and cloudy. Currently, 57 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Here's how you know Hillary Clinton is taking this seriously.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
She is resorting to her effort to be humorous, which is a dangerous business for Hillary Clinton.
But she said that she never received or sent any emails with information marked classified.
This is not going away, so she can be as defiant as she wants. She can't make the untruth become the truth.
It's going to get worse.
Hillary Clinton could use a good Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5. On AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-488-7959. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-488-7959. 1-800-488-7959.
AM 560, The Answer. It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of Get Down to Business, where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and best practices with you. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage, the world's largest CEO advisory board organization. And I am your host, Dick Smith. I'm the CEO's business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight, I'm very happy to have as our guest, Ferdinand DeMailing, principal of Box Studios, headquartered here in Chicago. So from their website, let me read this. Box Studios is a full-service architectural, interior design, and real estate planning firm based in Chicago, who transforms spaces into dynamic and efficient environments. They deliver designs that encompass the latest technologies, and they provide leadership and exceptional return on your investment. The Box Studios' ideal client would be optimistic about the future, in search of innovation, and willing to spend time and resources looking for the right answers as it relates to creating a dynamic and different and efficient environment. So to get the best picture of what Box Studio does, I would invite you to go to their website, www.bxstudios.com. Lose the O, bxstudios.com. So tonight, again, pleased to have Ferdinand DeMailing, or Ferd as he refers to himself, principal of Box Studios. Welcome to Playmakers.
Dick, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for being with us. And so give us a little brief history of Box Studios. How did it come to be? When did you get started with the firm?
Yeah, well, typically in our business, you hit the, you know, some of these downturns in the economy. So it's in 2001, survived a couple of layoffs there. So with that said, broke off, started my own. I had a client that I was able to do was working with on the side, which then turned into my full-time job. Ended up joining with a colleague, Dan Crace, and we've been in business for about 15 years.
Yeah, so never again will I let somebody fire me. I'll have to fire myself first. I've been a whole entrepreneur since then, right?
You got it.
So, number of employees that you have, and what geographic areas does you serve, and where are your offices?
Yeah, we have about 20 in Chicago. We have another office out in Denver, and there's about 12 there. I would say in the Chicago market, we're about 80% of our clients are there. And then outside of that, whether it's in the suburbs or nationally, internationally, we service our clients in that manner.
Okay, and how, tell us a little bit more about your services and who do you work with? How do you do design services? What don't you do? What do you do?
We're pretty vast in what we do, architectural and interior design. We design spaces, whether they be for tenants or building management organizations, could be a vast. So really, really differentiate ourselves by really not focusing on one type of project.
Yeah.
We do anything from corporate design, which is probably our biggest percentage, but we work in healthcare. We do fitness, wellness, base building, architecture, government, kind of the whole gamut. And the reason for that is really to capture the downfall and be able to survive during those times.
So you're mostly interior, not necessarily the exterior design.
We are also involved in that, Dick.
A little bit, yeah,
we are. We are involved with the architecture as well. But I would just say probably more currently, it's been mostly interiors.
Right. Again, as I said early on to the listeners, go to their website. My goodness, some of the contemporary designs are like creative. I don't know, just the creative genius, as far as I'm concerned. You work for some very hip companies, Groupon and...
Yes, Groupon, Light Bank, Ignite. We do have some really creative companies that we work with. And I think that's why people look at us. I think they want to, let's say, hence, think outside the box. They want to approach things differently. We're hoping we're giving that different eye on how things happen.
So are there any unique experience areas or special services that you provide that you think your competitors don't? What gives you the edge up?
I would just say more recently, we formed a collaboration with a New York organization. That company is ABC Design, and they focus on branding. So we're now trying to integrate the whole design process, not only the architectural portion, but inclusive of branding the environments as well with logos and colors and images, things of that nature.
So, hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, brought to you again in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO and business owner private advisory board organization. And we're talking to Ferdinand Mehling, principal of Box Studios. So, Ferd, what does your typical customer look like, your typical pro? What's a good customer to you, for you to work with?
You know, the one that's wants to think outside and wants mm-hmm. to approach things differently, wants to examine how efficient they are, mm-hmm. somebody who wants to explore other answers and not continue doing the same thing they've done, looking to get better. So mm-hmm. we like working with those guys that have vision and really want to move outside of the norm, I say.
The more traditional working environment. Yeah, I visited with you, yes. At your office, and I was impressed with the environment there and a very young group of people. I consider anybody under 40 young.
that's a good point. Yeah. And I think we're purposeful in that, mm-hmm. we feel that a lot of the new ideas are coming out of the young guys, and we really like to explore those opportunities. So sure. So people who haven't been in industry aren't stuck in the same old thought. We're very open for that.
Great. And how much do you feel the environment has to do with the success of newer companies, especially those trying to attract the millennials and the younger generation?
I think it has a big, it has a big effect to that. I think those guys that are looking to work in an environment that, you're spending a lot of time at, they want to make it comfortable. And you can see the trends moving into almost a residential environment. That's really important because I think it helps people stick around a little bit longer, work and feel comfortable in their environment. So, that's very important.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, you hear a lot about this virtual working or working out of homes. Is that shifting? Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that even companies like, who was it, Google or somebody mm-hmm. that's starting to bring employees back to the work environment because they feel the need for that.
Yeah, and I think, Dick, that's coming on the collaboration portion of it. I think what they're seeing is that if you're working independently, you don't get to experience a sense of community or collaborative ideas that might happen, whether it's appropriate or it's kind of natural. So I think mm-hmm. What Google's trying to do is say, hey, let's make that environment comfortable mm-hmm. and people will stay there and then they can learn off of the experience that people casually or formally are developing.
And so they're blending the lifestyle of these younger people with their work environment, providing cafeterias, even in some cases free lunch and food, areas where they can actually go take a nap and think. And some of these people are working long hours, especially younger ones.
Right? Yeah, I'd say more recently, we've ran into a couple, being in the Midwest, I'm more conservative. So, to have a sleep environment or a resting environment, let's call it, mm-hmm. is very unique to more of the Midwest.
Uh-huh. And a number of recreational tables, pool and ping pong and that kind of stuff to release stress.
Absolutely.
That's part of the...
Absolutely. Creating an environment that's just, different from what you'd say a typical conference or a meeting area would look like, mm-hmm. Thematic areas mm-hmm. that would create some more, I would guess, more dynamic or creative thinking.
Right. Yeah. So you're one of the leaders, I think, in architectural and interior design in particular that I've run into. So what role is change continuing to play in your industry?
That's a great question.
How are you managing change?
That's a great question, Dick. I think the big thing is, technology is always changing. Things just seem to get really small. Mm-hmm. So, just keeping up with that, and whether it's finding out the new technologies ahead of time, mm-hmm. understanding how that's going to make not only your personal life better, but your work life better, and really trying to think that through and integrate and understand how people are going to be working. So we always trying to think, be forward, think ahead, mm-hmm. and look at technology to help guide us and kind of feel what the environment might be 3 to 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding that the large commercial real estate owners, the people that own these buildings that are being put up, are they listening to this new?
Yeah, absolutely. There's what we call these spec suites that are being developed by the building management organizations. And these spec suites are estimating or guessing what clients will come and take into the space. And so the big deal there is that time seems to be moving faster. Mm-hmm. So clients want to get in faster. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely planning to capture those tenants.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, we're almost mm-hmm. out of time, but where do you see your company in 3 to 5 years from now? Can you see that far out or things changing?
Absolutely. I think what we're trying to do is definitely expand. I think we want to capture ourselves during the downturn, so expose ourselves to other opportunities, whether they be national or international. So That's kind of our vision.
Gotcha. Well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, but I've really enjoyed talking to Ferdinand Demeling. He's a principal of Box Studios here in Chicago, and thanks again for being with us today, Ferd. You have a wonderful success story, and you and your partners epitomize the American entrepreneurial spirit. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, Nick. Thanks
and,
for having me.
Now our audience can find more about you again at your website, bxstudios.com. Okay?
Thank
for
you.
Those of you looking for a job in interior design, you may want to look him up. And for customers interested, you can speak to Ferd. Hey, thanks again, Ferd. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in again. This has been the Playmaker Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith, a CEO business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. You can find me on LinkedIn or email me at dick.smith@vistage.com. Now stay tuned for more of Get Down to Business.
You saw him moderate the CNN presidential debate.
Hugh Hewitt, a nice man.
Now you can see him live at Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. Hugh Hewitt is coming to Freedom Summit.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
And he joins an already packed lineup that includes Ann Coulter and AM 560's Sean Hannity. Freedom Summit Chicago on November 14th in Itasca with Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter. Get your tickets today at FreedomSummitChicago.com. That's FreedomSummitChicago.com.
News Ready Go, I'm Pam Puso. More rain is in the forecast in already saturated parts of the southeast.
Columbia, South Carolina, to put it in perspective, usually gets about 45 inches in a year, and they have seen half of that in just a matter of 24 to 48 hours. Incredible.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, the Oregon College campus where a gunman killed 9 people reopens tomorrow, but not for classes. Students can pick up belongings. Counselors will also be on hand.
This is a good opportunity. The end of this very trying week for the community and for the college, to thank all of the people, the first responders in particular.
Rita Cavan is the interim president at Umpqua Community College. A suspect in a drive-by shooting is under arrest in Phoenix. Authorities don't believe he's connected with a recent string of freeway shootings. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the Kennedy inbound, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. O'Hare to downtown is 22 minutes. From the junction takes 10. Outbound lanes are heavy between Addison and Sayre. Downtown to the junction 13. To O'Hare's 30 minutes. Express lanes are at about 13. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office is 30 minutes from Mannheim 17. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 22 to Thorndale 35 minutes. Outbound Stevenson from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State 31 out to 355 is 41 minutes. And the Dan Ryan inbound is heavy between Cermak and the Circle Interchange. It's about 18 minutes from 95th to downtown. Finally, Lakeshore Drive northbound heavy between the Field Museum and Jackson Drive. Tonight 56 and cloudy, tomorrow 65 and cloudy. Currently it's 57. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-775-1193. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-775-1193. Again, that's 1-800-775-1193.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, we're back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Thrilled to be joined by Quinton James, who's the visionary, one of the visionaries behind True Mentors. Quinton, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Excited.
So I'm fascinated by any program that helps executives, business professionals network with each other while also giving back to the community. So, Quinton, if you don't mind, walk our listeners through what is True Mentors.
Yeah, absolutely. True Mentors is basically a mentor interactive platform that gives CEOs, C-level executives, professional athletes, those who want to really make a change, honestly, not just in the Illinois area, but in the nation, where they can do two things. They can ultimately create a huge, powerful business leadership within each other, and then they also mentor 1,000 people via the internet.
That's powerful. And I couldn't help but notice on the website that the name Gary Rabine was listed as probably the visionary and the person that really developed this idea and brought you on board to lead the growth. Gary was on this program, as many of our listeners will recall, and he exemplifies what a business professional should be by growing an enterprise, but giving back to the community in such a major way. Is the goal to empower other like-minded professionals to do a similar bit of work in the community as well?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that True Mentors is really doing, and we're creating, and we're excited because once Gary gave me the opportunity to oversee it, see True Mentors, at one point it was, you know, I don't necessarily say destitute, but it was at a position where it was kind of stagnant. And because of his passion of him being actually my mentor to transition it to where it is, now we have 30 to 35 different CEOs and C-level executives from Ace Hardware all the way to Gary Rabine himself. And the whole goal is to create a like-minded network of people within this whole community, specifically in Illinois, where they are able to kind of help each other, not only grow businesses within each other, but also give back to those who are interested in maybe their industry, but overall just business or just leadership as a whole.
So while I want to focus quite a bit on the professionals that are involved in True Mentors, if you don't mind, Quinton, if you could walk us through what is the profile of one of the mentees, one of the people that are participating and perhaps benefiting from a mentorship opportunity with Gary Rabine.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple of different target markets, and then we kind of scale them to two different facets. So our target markets would be more so it could be a collegiate student, a college student who's, you know, interested in entrepreneurship or interested in business or just kind of want to take more of a proactive approach to the next step of their professional career. You can have those young professionals who are already in corporate. They might feel they're a little bit in the rut and they want a mentor. What we've noticed is 35% of employees who don't have a mentor in any capacity, they look to find another source of employment within a year.
Well, we emphasize mentorship and asking for advice quite a bit on this program. So say I am a wildly successful business professional, which, you know, in perhaps a fantasy world, maybe I am. But say I own a company with several hundred people, quite a bit of revenue, and I decide this is the right thing for me to do to be involved in True Mentors, both to give back to the community, but also in a selfish way for my networking. What does the program look like? How often are we getting together to network and mingle and build relationships?
Good question. So one of the biggest things is that we take an active approach as far as finding out specifically how you want to mentor a specific individual, but also how you want to network. Because everyone wants to do things a little differently. So we have an on-demand approach to that. So a good example is one of the things we do once, maybe a quarter, at a bare minimum, we'll have all of the mentors, or should I say the business leaders, connect within each other just so they can build relationships and build rapport. We have others who are extremely big into giving back on a bigger stage, such as Emerson Sparks as a good example. He's a true mentor of ours, too, and he's really, really facet as far as anytime, Quentin, you need us, you need me for a speaking engagement where I'm speaking to thousands or hundreds of people, I'll definitely be there. So it really depends on how a person wants to kind of not only give back, but also connect with each other. We have an event coming up on November 15th with the NFL alumni, which is pretty cool. And that's going to be another opportunity for them to connect. So we do things relatively, I would say, maybe 6 to 8 weeks, depending on what's going on. You know, with you being a CEO or just a professional in limelight, you have a it's difficult to get everyone together, so we take mind of that. But it is a network where people can really build relationships with each other because they all have the same call.
That's powerful, and we're quickly running out of time. But real quick, I understand that there is a detailed questionnaire that you have ready for perhaps our listeners that might be interested, so you can learn more about them. Is that correct?
Yes. So one of the things that we do for a mentor, where the interactive profile comes in, we ask them 60 different questions, some personal, some business, and some leadership, because to be honest with you, success principles don't change.
Sure.
And that's what I've noticed. So one of the things is every mentor ultimately does that. They get some business questions, some leadership questions. We put that on their profile.
Wow.
So people who are interested, not just in their industry, but might be interested in a person, they can really see how they think before they even
Well, Quentin, we're That's running out of time. I want to make sure our listeners are able to get a hold of you. What is the website for True Mentors?
Yes, it's www.truementors.com.
And how can people get a hold of you?
1-800-722-4633 or QuentinJames@TrueMentors.com.
Fantastic. Quentin James of True Mentors, we appreciate you coming on. We'll follow your progress. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bowden, lost with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Kennedy, it's heavy between the O'Hare Extension and Canfield. O'Hare to downtown is 22 minutes. From the junction takes 10. Outbound lanes on the Kennedy, it's heavy between Addison and Sayre. Downtown to the junction, 14. To O'Hare's 31. The express lanes are at about 11. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 31 minutes. From Mannheim takes 18. Outbound lane slows down between Kedzie and Austin. Post office to Mannheim, 21. To Thorndale's 34 minutes. On the outbound Stevenson, from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State, 29. To 355 takes 39 minutes. And the Dan Ryan inbound is heavy between Cermak and the Circle. It's about 18 minutes to go from 95th to downtown. Tonight, 56 and cloudy. Tomorrow, 65 and cloudy. Currently, it's 57 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose a school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, go to radio.asu.edu. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Visit us today at radio.asu.edu. That's radio.asu.edu.
AM 560, The Answer.
Back on the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. So yesterday when I opened up my mail, I had a letter from American Express, and the envelope had something in there. So I opened it up, and it's a new credit card, which I did not order. When I compared my two credit cards, this one looked a little bit differently because it had a chip in it. Here to answer that question of why my credit card had that chip in it, I'm joined by my good friend, Avi Yorish, who is an expert in a lot of things, but certainly merchant services. So I want to talk about what this means for customers like myself, as well as business owners like many of our listeners. Avi, welcome to the program.
Such a pleasure to be here, Shalom. Thank you so much for having me on. As a first-time guest, I'm delighted to be here.
Well, Avi, it's our pleasure to have you. So, Avi, why in the world did American Express send me that card?
So let's take a step back. What you're seeing in that card is a small little chip, and that chip is known as an EMV chip, which stands for Eurocard, MasterCard, and Visa. And those three card brands got together in the early 1990s, and basically set the standard that having a chip in your credit card is far more secure. And for your listeners who've traveled to Europe recently, they will know that that is really the standard in large parts of the world, specifically in Europe.
Is it safer?
I beg your pardon?
Is it safer?
Is it safer? That's a very good question. They say it's safer. The theory is that it reduces fraud. With that said, though, I had a client who called me up just last week and said, I just had a fraud alert put on my card and I have the new chip. How is this possible? I thought it was supposed to reduce fraud. It reduces fraud to some degree, but it certainly does not eliminate it.
Okay. So this happened in Europe. What's happening now in the United States, and what's the time frame for the rollout?
So the rollout basically starts almost immediately. On October the 1st, all merchants accepting credit cards face something called a liability shift. If they do not upgrade their equipment, in very specific cases, they could assume all the liability for a fraudulent card. Now, that doesn't mean all small businesses should rush out and go get EMV-capable technology for their swipers or their phones or their terminals. But in certain cases, we'll talk about when and how they should go about doing that.
Wow. So once again, we're talking with Avi Yorish, who was talking to us about the new EMB technology, the little chips that you've seen on your cards. Avi, let's talk a little bit more about what this means for small business owners. So many businesses have started getting that technology. I think I noticed that in some of the big box stores, they've already replaced some of their terminals at their registers. What is your recommendation for business owners that are out there, a new business that's perhaps opening their doors on October 1st? Should they invest in this new technology?
It really depends, Shalom. So the big question is how much fraud takes place in that industry. So, for example, if you're a doctor and you are going to open your practice starting on October the 1st, it's not necessarily given that you should go out and buy EMV-capable terminals because the level of fraud is actually low. Let's take, for example, the city of Chicago. Laz Parking is a major player, and they actually do the Chicago parking meters. They've made a strategic decision not to implement EMV technology immediately because the level of fraud is low enough that it's a cost that they're willing to bear. It all depends on a business's level of risk, one. And two, it's whether a card is present or not. So if you have a small business that's simply selling items online, EMV technology does not hold for them. It's only when a card is present, you actually physically swipe it, that you could actually assume a liability shift.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating, and it's something that business owners will have to be watching for. Obviously, we want to make sure that that the liability is not too burdensome on business owners that have more than enough to occupy their time. So, Avi, you have so many valuable tips regarding merchant services. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So the first thing that I do is I offer businesses a higher level of customer service and a better rate on their credit card acceptance. There are lots of processors out there, and the industry is notoriously opaque. And so you really want to trust your processor. You want to have you want an open dialogue. What I do is simply get merchant services, or those businesses that accept merchant cards, a better rate on their credit card acceptance. And the way we do that is as follows. There are a number of plans on the market, and upwards of 80% of merchants are either not getting a very competitive deal or on a very antiquated plan. And we put all of our merchants on the most transparent plan, which is called interchange capacity. What does that actually mean? We tie our clients to the wholesale rates that are dictated by MasterCard Visa, and we peg them to that, and we add a fixed component for processing. And that's how we wave our magic wands. We make sure that all of our clients are getting the most competitive rates on credit cards, often far more competitive than Square, PayPal, and other big processors in the market.
Well, helping businesses save money is important. Every business can use those few extra dimes, or a shekel, as we call it. So, Avi, you've got a lot of information on the EMV technology, on merchant services, and helping small businesses save money. How can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to learn more?
They can certainly call me directly at 202-997-4427. That number again is 202-997-4427. Or they can email me at Avi, that's Alpha Victor India, the @ withims.com. That's W for whiskey, I for India, N for T for Tom, H as in hotel, I for India, M as in Mary, S as in Sierra.com. The name of our company is Integrity Merchant Solutions. The integrity basically stands for what we do. We always bring integrity to the table. No funny business, no bogus fees, no baked in fees as well. We're all about presenting the client, small businesses, with the most competitive pricing on the market with integrity.
Fantastic. Avi at withims.com. He is all about integrity. We appreciate your comments today. We'll check back in with you regarding this rollout. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. We've got more advice coming up for you after the break.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-700-5105. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
AM 560, The Answer.
You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on The Morning Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Some of the best job interviewing tips that I've heard, I wanted to share that with our listeners. Number one is make sure you're conducting research. Make sure you're being prepared. Make sure you know everything there is to know about the employer, the hiring manager, the job opportunity. Success in a job interview starts with a solid foundation of knowledge on the job seeker's part. You should understand the requirements of the job and the background of the person interviewing you. Review common interview questions and prepare responses. Another key to interview success is preparing responses to expected interview questions. First, inquire as to the type of interview to expect, which you can do by asking your contact person at the organization. Your goal is composing detailed yet concise responses, focusing on specific examples and accomplishments. A good tool for remembering your responses is to put them in story form that you can tell in the interview. No need to memorize responses. In fact, it's best not to, but at least develop talking points. And dress for success. Plan out a wardrobe that fits the organization and its culture, striving for the most professional appearance you can accomplish. Remember that it's always better to be overdressed than under and to wear clothing that fits and is clean and pressed. Keep accessories and jewelry to a minimum. Try not to smoke or eat right before the interview, and if possible, brush your teeth or use mouthwash. Arrive on time for the interview and be prepared for success. There's no excuse for ever arriving late for an interview other than some sort of a disaster. Strive to arrive about 15 minutes before the scheduled interview to complete additional paperwork and allow yourself time to get settled. Arriving a bit early is also a chance to observe the dynamics of the workplace. The day before the interview, pack up extra copies of your resume or CV and reference list. If you have a portfolio or samples of the work, bring those along too. Finally, remember to bring several pens and a pad of paper just to jot notes. Finally, as you get to the office, shut off your cell phone. If you're chewing gum, get rid of it. Make good first impressions to everyone you encounter. A cardinal rule of interviewing. Be polite, offer warm greetings to everyone you meet, from the parking attendant, the receptionist, to the hiring manager. Employers are often curious how job applicants treat staff members, and your job offer could often be derailed if you're rude or arrogant. When it's time for your interview, keep in mind that first impressions, the one interviewers make in the first few seconds of greeting you, can make or break an interview. Make a strong first impression by dressing well, arriving early, and when greeting your interviewer, stand, smile, make eye contact, and offer a firm, not a limp, and not a bone-crushing handshake. Remember that having a positive attitude, expressing enthusiasm for the job and employer are vital in those initial stages of the interview. Studies show that hiring managers make critical decisions about job applicants in the first 20 minutes of the interview. Be authentic, upbeat, focused, confident, candid, and concise. Once the interview starts, the key to success is the quality and delivery of your responses. By preparing responses to common interview questions, you'll avoid long, rambling responses that bore interviewers. Always attempt to keep your interview responses short and to the point. Finally, no matter how much an interviewer might bait you, never badmouth a previous employer, boss, or coworker. The interview is about you and making your case that you're the right person. Remember body language, ask insightful questions, and sell yourself throughout, and then close the deal. An adage in interviewing says the most qualified applicant is not always the one who's hired, which means the hired candidate is often the job seeker who does the best job in responding to interview questions and showcasing his or her fit with the job, department, or organization. Liken it to a cold call and thank the interviewer. Thank them, obviously, in person right after the interview. Send an email, send postal mail, and make sure you show proper courtesy. I've expressed that in this week's show. We talked all about how to build those relationships. And remember, success in job interviews requires research, practice, and persistence. The more effort you put into your job interview preparation, the more successful you'll be. Be consistent and persistent. That's a networking tip as well. I sometimes hear people say that they went to a few events and didn't get any business from it. You've got to work it. And that is how you get business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next week on the show.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 30 years,